this is Duchess Robinson from Duchess.pro. Well, actually, it's DuchessPro.co now. I've updated the website, and I simply wanted to take the time for this podcast actually to answer some questions I've been getting on social media, specifically the Messenger and everything else about the things that I'm doing since I've been just home, bored, and just taking the time to showcase some of the things that I've been doing for years for other people and not myself. So I'm taking the time to do things on my own for myself, showcasing podcasts. A lot of the times, a lot of people didn't get a chance to see the things what I was doing for other people, usually because I don't publish it. Word of mouth, for me, marketing is pretty good. So I really didn't need to advertise a lot on social media or on websites or anything else like that. Usually for the people who know other people, that know other people in that marketing range, I was able to get a lot of clientele that way. About 2020, when we went through the whole issue with COVID, I had an opportunity to work for myself. So I started doing a lot of monetization off of the social media pages that I had, and discontinued working with a lot of clients. I became my own client, basically. So I worked on that tremendously, had a lot of success with that. I'm not going to tell you the amount of money, but it was a lot of money. So basically now that after my surgeries, which I'm not going to go into detail, but surgeries that I had to entail, you know, I've been home thinking about ways of outside of the spectrum that I've made money on the side, you know, I had to update it. So what is going on now? The books that I've published, self-published through Amazon KDP, I've updated my Duchess logo to my dog Daphne. Yeah, when I just mentioned that, she just looked at me like, really? Did you really do that? I absolutely did that. So my tagline has been updated because of things that I'm looking at, how marketing, digital marketing is going. So my tagline now is small bark, big digital impact, where Chihuahua tenacity meets marketing mastery. So it represents marketing with a small budget. Most of the people that I speak to do not have a budget for digital marketing, and that's the key. Inbound marketing, it's great. So you don't have to spend a lot of money, but you really know how, have to learn how to showcase your business, your ideas, your everything, specifically how to use podcasts to do so. I've come out with a number of funny things that I've been trying out on people. People think I'm just crazy for no reason, but actually I utilized that. While I was in the hospital, I lost my profile page, Duchess Robinson, because Facebook did something really crazy and I needed 30 days to respond. But of course I was in the hospital. I couldn't respond in 30 days, so I lost that page. I had about 35,000 followers on that alone, along with my Duchess Robinson specifically had 50,000. In this podcast, I'm just going to alert you, my dog may bark because that's what she does. She sees me talking and then she wants to talk. So at this point in time, I'm just incorporating all of it. So anyway, I've lost that page, 35,000 followers. My Duchess Robinson fan page has about 50,000 followers. Black Girls Hair Rock is at 819,000. Black Men of Fashion is at 250,000. 8x10 Design, I did not work on too much until now. I revamped that. That's about 2,500. I'll probably boost that till 10,000. my own personal page now, I have it private. So a lot of the things that I have out there, I really don't want to share. I just want to, you know, utilize that for people that I know. And I can get a lot of information out of what I posted. One of the funny things that I've learned people love is my marketing, where I say, follow me for more marriage tips. If you know me, I am not married. So it's kind of funny. Half of the stuff that's on here, so that's one. But just to delve into the books, back into the books, just giving you a quick rundown. With the books, I am doing a lot of journal, incorporating popular culture inside of it, specifically with African American women, what I'm reading on X, formerly Twitter, TikTok. There's been some attacks against African American women in general. Some people are stating that these are attacks because they were prominent in the 2020 election. So they're trying to break up some things. I've heard that. I've heard a lot of things. Basically, I just wanted to be a positive reinforcement into it, because there is some negative in all cultures and races and everything. And then there's a lot of positive. And I just wanted to focus on that. And I think we're getting away from a lot of the older women in our community are not getting the proper representation and things that I'm watching. And this is, you know, all based on my specific reasoning, because there are a lot of older women, even when I was sick, that came in and showed a lot of care and help and thought while I'm going through this, and kept me positive through my recovery. So I just wanted to do something different. And I'm incorporating a lot of the things that I've learned. Of course, a lot of the imagery and the designs and stuff like that I've done, because I can do it. I don't need to outsource it. That's just how it is. Jameer, per se, teaching him how to do these things, having conversations with him. Where do you think this belongs? So I gave him some credit for illustrating. And so duplicating and that. So popular, what I mean by popular, affirmation is a popular. I've heard shadow work go down. I've heard a lot of things. But affirmations, for me, it's a better terminology. I did a journal of affirmations specifically for women 40 plus and up. And I've done some for 39. Well, I would say 18 to 39. I have one specifically different affirmation for different age groups. And it's a journal for them to write down things that are happening. Journaling is becoming very popular. I did a larger book because sometimes you just want to sit down and do larger. I will probably come out with a smaller size later on. This is going to be a series of things. Questions. Have I incorporated AI technology? And I'm going to say absolutely, because it hasn't replaced a lot of the things that I've already done. It has helped. It has, and that's what I use AI technology for, specifically for helping the time frame that I would have to take to do other things. But, you know, generating imagery for the book and what I'm looking for, that's one. And then incorporating into some digital and graphic designs that I've already done. Some of the wording, some things that I got stuck on, I went into the AI generation to help with that. It helped my productivity. The productivity is there. You are as good as AI is as good as you are with your own understanding of things. If you do not understand or you're not good at it, your AI technology is not going to be as good. It's going to look like everybody else. But mastering it for your own self and being able to utilize it is what it's for. So another thing that I am doing with the books itself in marketing and increasing the technology of e-commerce, I am looking at TikTok Shop now. That is the big trend that's going on. So I'm going to utilize that in some of the instances. But with the book, even with the book itself, I'm creating products insert off of the book itself, where some of the imagery and some of the affirmations inside of that will be posters and t-shirts. So I'm not just looking for one funding source and leaving it there. I am creating a whole platform of ways to incorporate funding and marketing and ideas. I will probably do a video tutorial on how to self-publish and how to do other things. I will be putting out an email soon for people to send their questions and answering. I'm revamping and utilizing and just pushing the narratives of things out there, dripping content in so people can learn specifically what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, how they can utilize it and research it for themselves. There's a lot of technology out there, and there's not a lot of time to learn it all, but what can prominently help you utilize it? There's a lot of free services out there, and there's a lot of paid services out there. I would hate for people to spend a whole lot to realize that they can use it for free. So a lot of my new website, the DuchessPro.co, is going to simply get into that, enhance that, websites that can be utilized, websites to make money from your technology and what you're doing and your mindset. I have to really let people understand that AI technology, it's new to some people, but I've seen people try to create ebooks from there. What'll happen is Amazon will detect that you use AI generation and ban your services, because of course people are going to try to make money off of it, and it's not their words or anything else like that, and they added nothing to it. So you may not want to just write straight out from AI technology. That doesn't work. That does not work. So I'm just looking at Facebook messages and everything else like that. I will put out this podcast today so people can get the answers that they're asking me in there. I'm not ready to do live yet. I don't want to yet. So again, just some of the things that are out there, some marketing tips. If you wanted to start doing some things on the side, we can talk about that. I'm just utilizing the opportunity and time that I have to get these things created. So again, thank you for listening. I have a couple of websites for you to check out. My DuchessPro.co is, I'm starting to build that. I have not closed that page down. If you want to watch me build it and how it looks, step by step, that's absolutely fine. 8x10designs.com is already together. PopShirtShop.com is already set up. Black Girls Hair Rock, the website, that is BGHROCKS.com. I'm building that as we speak with a lot of blogging information. I'll have tutorials and guides on there as well for people to download and look at and stuff like that. Black Men in Fashion, fashions.com. I'm building that website up, but I've actually given that website company over to Jameer, but I'm just helping him start some things, and a lot of things he can do himself because he's already been taught that and put his own input and stuff like that. So that's some of the projects that I'm working with. It'll be probably more. I am doing some work with the She Shine Conference. Check that out. My own church is having the 135th anniversary. I'm working on that book. So I'm not doing too much outside of that because right now I'm incapable because I have my own. Oh, phiphilly.com, friend of mine, that's his website. Working with some things on there, helping him build that. That's another one. But I'm glad you guys had an opportunity to listen. And thank you. I will be doing a lot more podcasts, specifically derived on how to market digital marketing concepts. But I just wanted to do a podcast based off of the question and answering. I will be doing live podcasts in the coming weeks, and you can actually call into that podcast and ask questions. I've tried to get a lot of people to start doing that. So you would need the calling app, which is a free app. So that's something that we're talking about. So thank you again. Have a good day.